This is Sunday Morning Magazine with your host, Rodney Lear.
And good morning. Welcome back to Sunday Morning Magazine. All morning long, we're celebrating those with disabilities who are doing amazing things. To join the conversation or for more information on our guests, all you have to do is go to our Facebook page, Sunday Morning Magazine with Rodney Lear on Facebook. Head there now, like us there now, and again, join the conversation there as well. In the studio with me now, we're joined by Nick. Nick is a member of the Cincinnati Dragons Wheelchair Basketball League. We're also joined by Jennifer, Nick's mom. It's our pleasure to welcome Nick and Jennifer to Sunday Morning Magazine. Good morning. How are you?
Doing good. How are you?
Great. Thank you.
I'm doing good. Thanks for asking. Now, Mom, let's start with you. Jennifer, tell us about the circumstances that led to Nick's disability.
Nicholas was born with a condition that's called spina bifida, and it is present at pregnancy. So we found out when I was about 22 weeks pregnant. Via an ultrasound. So yes, it's something that's the life he has known.
Okay. And so take us back. We won't spend a lot of time on this, but take us back to when you got that diagnosis. Was this your first child? Take us back to that moment.
We have three children. Nicholas was our second. And so we already had a four-year-old daughter at the time. And it was December 20th, 2000. And it was just a few days before Christmas. And we were just going to find out if we were having a boy or a girl. My husband actually had to stay at home because he was sick, so it was just me and my four-year-old just going to see if we're having a boy or a girl. And turned out we got a little more information than we expected, and I went home and had to break the news to my husband, and I'll never forget when he was sick, and he just kind of sat up in bed and said, "That's it. That's no big deal. That's fine. No big deal." So that kind of set the tone for the rest of our journey, I would say.
Okay. So, Nick, let me ask you this now. Nick, how old are you?
I am 17 years old.
Now, Nick, I understand that you attend an integrated high school, students with disabilities and some without. When you first started that school as a freshman, did you have any fears?
Not really, no.
Not really. Mom, what about you? When he went into the big world of high school and you knew that he would be in this chair and there would be other kids that were not, did you have any fears?
Absolutely. My fears are always bigger than Nick's fears.
Okay.
I think as parents, we kind of take that on for them. So my fear was always, is he going to be sitting by himself at the lunch table? Are people going to talk to him? Is the bus for the field trip going to have a wheelchair lift? So these are the things on my mind. And Nicholas is so easygoing that I think he just has coasted through without a care. But yes, those fears of a parent, I think we tend to make them a lot bigger than the kids do.
And I hear he's well known. Nick, you're well known around just about everywhere, right?
Just about.
About everywhere. All right. So let's talk about this now. You got involved in a special basketball program. Tell us about this special league that you're in.
Well, for me personally in life, one of my passions is sports. And growing up, I play three sports. I play baseball, soccer, and basketball. And I enjoy baseball and soccer. But the reason I enjoy basketball is because soccer and baseball are just for playing for fun, which is cool to be with your friends and stuff. But basketball is a competitive sport where you keep score and keep track of wins and all that stuff.
Okay.
So that's what I like about that.
So you're very competitive, I should say.
I am competitive.
So you talked about some of the other sports that you've played. Have you always been in the chair, the wheelchair?
I have been, yes.
Okay. How did you find out about this league, this basketball league?
One of the coaches came to one of my soccer practices and told me about it and said that he wanted to start up a team and was wondering if I wanted to be on the team.
All right. And obviously you said yes.
I did say yes.
Okay. And so I understand that the name of the team is?
The Cincinnati Dragons.
All right. And how long have you been playing?
This is my fourth year.
Your fourth year. What position do you play?
We have positions that are called divers and shooters. Mm-hmm. And a guy in the middle that brings up the ball. And I'm one of the divers on the team.
Okay.
So I guard. I get in front of the shooter. So he can shoot behind me.
Okay, good, good. And so, you are a big basketball fan. You're sitting here, you have an Xavier Musketeers shirt on, sweatshirt on. So you are truly. So who's your favorite NBA player?
I like LeBron James a lot.
All right, good. All right, so Jennifer, for you as mom, what is it like for you to, when you think about that diagnosis, when, on December 20th, 17 years ago, you think about that diagnosis and you see him out there on the court playing basketball? How do you feel as his mom?
Oh, it's fantastic. You know, for any of our kids, all three of our kids, we just want them to do what makes them happy, what brings them joy. And so it's no different for Nicholas. And we're just really lucky that there are so many programs here in Cincinnati that he can participate in.
And Nick, I understand that your team recently won a wheelchair basketball league tournament. Is that right?
Yeah, we did. We won a tournament about a month ago.
Okay, and what was that like? That had to be exciting.
That was fun.
Just say it, to dominate, right?
Winning is fun.
Yeah, winning is fun. All right, I love that. So tell us about, do you have to have a special chair to play basketball? Do you use the chair you're currently in, or is there a special chair you need?
We have a special chair, one that's like meant for like not falling over, basically.
The interesting thing is in the wheelchair basketball games, there is a lot of falling over. And it's one of the things that, not that I ever want to see a kid fall over or get hurt, but it is amazing to watch these kids in the wheelchairs fall and help each other up. It's really something that amazed me the very first time I went to a game, how many kids fell over and how they help each other up. It's amazing.
I haven't done it yet. So.
Okay. Well, good for you. So how, Jennifer, let me ask you this. As mom, how have you seen his involvement in the sport? What has that done for maybe his self-esteem, or what change have you seen in him since he's been involved in this particular sport?
For basketball in particular, for Nicholas, like he had said, it's competitive. And so once he got involved, he figured out he needed to kind of keep up his strength to keep up with the kids on the team. So he started going to the gym. And we are so proud of the fact that it is at least five nights a week that he's saying, can we go to the gym tonight? Can we go to the gym tonight? And he's been bulking up at the gym. And you can see a big difference over the past year, year and a half or so, with him going to the gym, how much stronger he has gotten. Mm-hmm. And we're just really proud of him, just like I would be for any of my kids who works hard.
And again, in case you're just tuning in, we're celebrating people with disabilities that are doing amazing things. For more information on our guests, reach out to us on our Facebook page. Like us there at Sunday Morning Magazine with Rodney Lear. In the studio with me now, we're speaking to Nick. Nick is a member of the Cincinnati Dragons, a wheelchair basketball league. We're also speaking to Nick's mom, Jennifer. For those that are listening this morning that might have a disability and might be interested in playing a sport, what would you say to them?
Good luck.
Good luck, huh?
No,
good luck, especially if they're playing you, right?
Come with a winning mentality. Make new friends and win along the way.
All right. And Jennifer, likewise, what advice would you give to parents listening this morning that are raising a child with a disability? What advice would you give them?
I would say give them any opportunity that's out there. We're lucky to live in a city that offers so many adapted recreational opportunities for kids. Go on Facebook. Cincinnati Dragons are on Facebook. That's the best way to find out about them. And the program was started by three Paralympians, so the three coaches also have disabilities. So it's a great way for kids to be involved and have people to look up to that they find similarities in and see that, hey, I can do that too.
So as I mentioned earlier, you have the sweatshirt on, Xavier University. I hear that may be in the plans and the works for you. Is that right?
I did. I got accepted there last December.
All right. And so you're definitely going?
I am.
All right. Well, congratulations to you.
Thank you.
Okay. So, Nick, I hear that you want to take my job someday soon, right? You want to get into radio. Is that right?
I want to be a TV announcer. But yeah.
Okay. Good.
Announcing. So
do you want to get into sports or do you just want to?
My ultimate goal is to be a sports center anchor one day, actually, at ESPN.
All right. Well, good. Look at that. You are well on your way. All right. Well, congratulations on your championship win.
Thank you very much.
All right.
Thank you.
All right. We're out of time this morning. Thank you so much. I really appreciate you guys taking time to share your story.
Thank you.
Thank you.
We've been speaking to Nick. Nick is a member of the Cincinnati Dragons Wheelchair Basketball League. We've also been speaking to Jennifer, Nick's mom. Again, in case you're just tuning in all morning long, we're celebrating those with disabilities who are doing amazing things.
Imagine a world where animals and humans coexist in harmony, where wild animals thrive, habitats are protected, and marginalized communities are empowered. At International Animal Rescue, this is our vision. Our holistic, community-led projects not only rescue animals, but also protect and replenish precious habitats, creating a better future for us all. But we can't do this without you. Show your support now and help keep the wild, wild. Visit internationalanimalrescue.org.
Time for a quick break to talk about McDonald's. Mornings are for mixing and matching at McDonald's. For just $3, mix and match two of your favorite breakfast items, including a sausage McMuffin, sausage biscuit, sausage burrito, and hash browns. Make it even better with a delicious medium iced coffee. With McDonald's mix and match, you can't go wrong. Price and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal. Single item at regular price.